A word for you from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see him, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor, because of the suffering of his death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. This explains so much. It is also a great encouragement to us to go the way of the cross if we are to experience the crown. For our Master walked this way of humiliation. He is the one who tasted of the worst humiliation and ignominy for us. He became infamous, you could say, on the cross. Yes, today he's famous, but at that time it was the lowest, worst death of the worst criminal. Yes, if it says in the beginning of this verse, he was made lower than the angels, well, he went lower than that, and you read in Philippians how low he went, even to the death on the cross. But it's because of that, his tasting death for us, not for himself, no sin he had committed, but for us, that is now crowned with glory and honor. And it is through that we receive the grace of God. Indeed, Jesus deserves this glory and honor. We don't. Even though we go via the cross, we don't deserve a crown. We should rather cast it at his feet and say, Lord Jesus, you obtained it for me. It belongs to you. This is the way of salvation. This is the way of living a Christian life, going via the cross to the crown. Are you eager to get the crown to avoid all difficulties, all situations which maybe rub in the wrong direction for you and hurt you, that you don't like? It's not pleasant for the moment. Well, remember that you are following in the footsteps of your Master. And if he went via the cross, via that humiliation, he has saved you to go in the same direction. Yes, you don't have to be crucified for the sins of anybody, not even for yourself. But you are to walk the path of difficulty and of humbling yourself. As the Bible says, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, in due time he will lift you up. And it is then that you'll experience the glory, the crown, the honor, through the grace of our Lord Jesus.